בטחים גם יחד הנה מה טוב הנה מה טוב לילה 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 לילה.
Welcome to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin Solomon, Senior Rabbi of Congregation Beth Hillel in Roswell, Georgia. Beth Hillel is one of the largest Messianic Jewish synagogues in the world and provides a place where Jewish people can find the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus in Hebrew, and retain their Jewishness. It's also where Gentiles worship and embrace the roots of the faith in drawing closer to God. Click the link in the description to support this ministry or to view our YouTube channel. Let's join Rabbi Kevin now as he shares this word from Scripture.
We're continuing in the series based on some of the sayings of our founding rabbi, Robert Solomon, the series The Wisdom of Solomon, and more wisdom for you today. But it's interesting, when I wrote this message very early in the week. In fact, I really got it almost done by Sunday, Monday this week. And I didn't even know what the junior teens were going to be doing in a couple weeks. But have any of you ever been to an escape room before? Yeah, any? Let me see some hands. Anybody been? Okay, about maybe half of you or so have been to an escape room. The junior teens are going to an escape room at some point. I think in a couple of weeks, but they're really popular right now. If you've not been to one, I've been to a number of them with my family and others over the years. And what an escape room is, it's a series of rooms where a group of people are kind of symbolically locked up with a lot of kind of cryptic clues spread all over the room. And so you got all these clues that you got to look for and kind of decode and figure out what they mean. And if decoded, it allows the group to exit and escape the room, which is fun, but there's also a time limit. It's usually a 60 or 90 minute time limit. And so that clock, you can see the clock going as you're trying to escape the room, but you got to figure out the clues. And they don't just, they'll give you some clues sometimes. They're watching from the camera and stuff, but sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't. I've been in rooms where we've made it, been in rooms where we haven't. But I enjoy going in them, although to be really honest with you, I'm actually not as good at them as my wife, your Rebbetzin. She's really good at stuff like that, at decoding things and figuring out these clues. And she sometimes sees the obvious, and I will miss the obvious. Like I'm trying to figure out if the clue is some kind of a calculus equation, right? And she's like, no, it's the color red. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It was, it passed over me, And so she's got a knack for it, but it's a lot of fun. And the moment you figure out each puzzle or each clue along the way, man, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling when you suddenly you're like, oh, it works. This is working. Okay, we got another clue. Okay, this little door opens so we can go to the next clue to figure out how to escape the room. And it's always so much fun, a great feeling. And of course, if you happen to solve the whole room and you win the game, the door opens to let you exit. And that always is just a blast. And people get very excited for sure in the escape room. If you've not done escape rooms, they're a sconce pricey, but I encourage you to do it because it's a lot of fun. Jeremiah chapter 33, please. But you gotta know how to decode everything. You gotta figure out the clues. There's so many clues you got to figure out, and there are a lot of things that are hidden, and there are doors that are hidden, and there are shelves that are hidden, and things that will come out where you don't expect it. And to be able to figure it out, it's very, very interesting. Let's see, Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah chapter 33, starting in verse 2, it says, thus says Adonai the maker, Adonai, who formed it to make it firm. Adonai is his name. Here's what God says. Call to me and I will answer you. I will tell you great and hidden things which you do not know. Wow, that's really cool. That in and of itself is, feels like one of those clues, doesn't it? God says, call to me and I will answer you. And I will tell you great and hidden things which you do not know. I just think that's one of your coolest scriptures, actually. I mean, what we see from this is that there are things that are hidden. Well, I mean, you can see a direct understanding of that tells you that there are things that are hidden, but are available to us if we seek. If we seek. But you see, here's the truth. Many people don't have the motivation to seek. And so what are they? They're basically content not knowing. But the deeper we get in understanding our Creator, and the deeper we get in understanding His Word, the more our lives will be changed for the better. Amen. So the more we seek and the more we find and the more we discover hidden things which are available to us if we seek them and find the hidden things, our lives will be better. Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah, please, chapter 29, actually just a few pages or swipes before where you just were. If I say Jeremiah 29, you say, well, okay, well, he knows the whole thing. Okay, really good. I was looking for a number. But I'll take the actual scripture. You're right. Who's got it exactly right? Okay, it's Jeremiah 29:11. Okay, and a lot of you know Jeremiah 29:11. For some of you, it's your favorite scripture verse. And let's read it. Let's read it. And with a little bit of context here, as Hush was starting, for I know the plans that I have in mind for you, declares Adonai, plans for shalom, peace, and not calamity, to give you a future and a hope. Amen. But let's keep reading. Verse 12, then you will call to me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you will search for me with all your heart. Okay. This God that we serve, that we love, that we believe in, this God who has plans in mind for you, as you all know and quote, oh, Lord, I know you've got plans for me, Jeremiah 29:11. And it's true. You're right. That's fair. That's a fair quotation. I know you got plans for me, Lord. Yes, you've got a future for me, Lord. Yes, you got plans for me. Yes, God, who has plans in mind for you, will reveal them to you when you search for him with all your heart. That's what she says, the scripture. Okay, friends, if you go to an escape room, one of these places, and if you just say, okay, and they say, okay, you have 60 minutes. We're locking you in now. You know, click, the door closes, and ding, the buzzer starts, and the clock starts going 59 minutes, 50, 58 seconds, 57, 55, and the clock starts ticking down. And if you walk into the escape room and you just go, okay, I'm in the escape room, just kind of wait here and see what opens up. Listen, you don't even have to have played or been in an escape room to know you ain't going to get out of that escape room. Not successfully. You're not going to win the game. Not if you just stand there and say, okay, clock's going down. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for some divine revelation how to get out of this room. If you know anything about an escape room, there's like 60 clues you got to figure out in 60 minutes, like 25 different things you got to put together. Sometimes blocks, sometimes shapes, sometimes numbers, sometimes patterns, sometimes looking in a reverse mirror towards things, sometimes looking in a touching things with sounds. But if you just go in there in that escape room and go, okay, here I am. Yep, waiting to get the answer revealed to me. God, I know you have plans for me. Woo, God, Jeremiah 29:11. He's got plans for me. Something good, not calamity. Can I get an amen? Okay, so you're ready there with your Jeremiah 29:11, but you're standing there. Let me tell you something. When that clock goes down, it's like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you lose. Bum, bum, ba, dum, bum. You know, it's the Price is Right sound. You're never going to win if you don't search. You got to search. I know I have the plans for you. You will search me and you will find me when you search with all your heart. All your heart. You got to throw down, be all in, all in. So if you catch it, if you understand it, it's interesting because in and of itself, it reveals the way to find a clue, but it in itself is a clue. It's kind of a neat little passage here. Why? Because Jeremiah 29:13 is a revelation to help you understand Jeremiah 29:11. 13 is the revelation you need to understand 11. This itself is a revelation. Jeremiah 29:13 is that clue in the escape room to understand verse 11. If you merely look at 11, you might simply believe that you really don't have to do anything. You didn't look for enough clues. But understanding 13 teaches us that to inherit the fullness of the plans that God has for us, we need to seek Him with all of our hearts. That is the key that unlocks the door. See how this works? If you go to an escape room, oftentimes there's some kind of a little pattern you put together and suddenly, click, a box will open or a drawer will unlock and you open it and there's literally a key in it or a combination. This is one of those combinations, hidden things, if you will, that you will find if you seek. Hebrews chapter 4. It's interesting because Scripture is full of such revelations. It's like a revelation when it hits you. I don't know about you, but man, I'm telling you, sometimes I'll be reading the Bible and I might have read something, George, that I've read for 5 million times, right? And suddenly something will just hit me. And it's like, wow, how have I not seen that before? And oftentimes it's very applicable to whatever it is I'm going through. Right? It's like a revelation that God gives you. And He doesn't give it to you all at once, oftentimes. You know, it's little bit by little bit by little bit. You understand more and more. That's why we got to keep searching. Scripture is full of it. Here's another one. This one is very interesting, very cool. I love this one, okay? You got to follow me on this. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 says this, talking about Yeshua. It says, therefore, since we have a great Kohen Gadol, that means high priest, who has passed through the heavens, Yeshua ben Elohim, Yeshua, Son of God, let us hold firmly to our confessed allegiance. For we do not have a Kohen Gadol, a high priest, who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all the same ways, yet without sin. Okay, so we see here in Hebrews chapter 4, I'm going to build something for you, and then it's going to all come together for this revelation. Get ready. Hebrews chapter 4 then tells us here, Yeshua clearly is described as our high priest, Kohen Gadol. He is our high priest. Of course, high priests were involved in what? The sacrificial system. The sacrifices, they're the ones who went before in the Holy of Holies. They went to the mercy seat seeking forgiveness for the people. This is what the high priest did. And so we read in Hebrews chapter 4 that Messiah Yeshua is described as our high priest. Interesting. Acts chapter 3, please. Acts 3. Keep that in the back of your head. We're going to put together a puzzle here. Acts chapter 3. Bavakasha, please. verse 22, Acts 3:22. Okay. And it's quoting Moses. Acts 3:22 is quoting Moses. And it says, Moses said, Adonai, your God, will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. Hear and obey him in all that he shall say to you. It's interesting. Our people understandably, that Moses was the greatest prophet. And Moses is venerated, and rightly so, by our people as being such a great man and the most amazing prophet. But Moses himself said that the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from among your brothers. Hear and obey him in all that he shall say to you. So what do we see here? Well, Peter at this point is speaking at the temple, and he is sharing how Yeshua is that prophet. Yeshua is that prophet, like Moses. So there is Peter at the temple, and he's talking all about Messiah Yeshua. And he says, Yeshua, when Moses talked about the prophet that is to come, that would be like him, oh, hear him and obey him, it's Messiah Yeshua. That's what Peter is saying here. So we see here very clearly Yeshua, the prophet. Hanavi. Luke chapter 1, Bavakasha. Luke 1. We're building towards something. Luke chapter 1, verse 32. This is an angel prophesying to Miriam that she would conceive in Yeshua, about Yeshua, really, her son. Luke chapter 1, verse 32, the angel talking to Mary. It says, he will be great, and he will be called Ben Elyon, son of the Most High. Adonai Elohim, the Lord God, will give him the throne of David, his father. He shall reign over the house of Jacob for all eternity, and his kingdom will be without end. Woo, amen. Woo, boy, as the angel prophesies to Miriam and tells her Yeshua will do what? He says, Miriam, Yeshua, your son, Yeshua, is going to inherit the throne of David. What does that mean? As a king. Who inherits the throne of King David? A king. She has got in her womb a king. In fact, the king who is the one who will sit on David's throne forever. Furthermore, Revelation chapter 19, you don't need to turn to it, says that Yeshua is named King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Very powerful. Okay, I want us to, you can turn ahead to the book of John, but I want us to put this all together here. And I want you to think about this, because what this is these are hidden things of which we know not unless we seek. Revelations that God gives us. So we see here that Yeshua is a high priest, a prophet, and a king, right? We've just read those three passages. Yeshua is a priest, a prophet, and a king. This is necessary if Yeshua is to atone for us and lead us. Yet, although Yeshua is all of these things, most commonly, we do not refer to him as King Yeshua or Priest Yeshua or Prophet Yeshua. Now, he is all of those things, and it's fair to call him any of those things. But what do we refer to him most commonly as? remarkably, the unquestioned Jewish title, Mashiach, Messiah. Listen to Andrew tell Peter in John chapter 1, verse 41. First, he finds his own brother Simon and tells him, "We've found the Messiah," which is translated anointed one. "We found the Messiah, the Messiah." He's called Messiah, Messiah Yeshua. That is his title that we all refer to him as. He is the Messiah, Messiah Yeshua, Mashiach Yeshua. All Jewish people, my friends, are looking for the Messiah, Mashiach, to come. All of us are looking for the Messiah to come. Now, we who are Yehudi Mashiachim, we who are Messianic Jews, are waiting for his return. We believe he came the first time and he's coming back again. My traditional Jewish brothers and sisters waiting for the Messiah to come the first time, they're going to be interested and surprised perhaps as to who it is. Okay, but we all agree and anticipate the coming of the Messiah in English. In Greek, actually, the word is Christos, Christ. In Hebrew, the word is Mashiach. Or if you come from an Ashkenazi background, Moshiach. But listen to this. If you understand the meaning of the word Mashiach, much of the whole plan for his coming will be revealed. Why? Because uniquely, Mashiach means anointed one. That's what the word means. Anointed one. And friends, in typical Jewish practice, we read about in the scripture, anointing marked priests, prophets, and kings. The term anointed one, therefore, compresses multiple leadership and holy roles into one title. And this was key in understanding the messianic expectations in Second Temple Judaism, because all Jewish scholars would agree that oftentimes you read it in the Tanakh, in the Old Covenant, you read it time after time in the Old Covenant, when it refers to the Anointed One, it's a reference to the Messiah. That is an amazing, amazing fact. And here's a quote from Rabbi Robert when it comes to that. Catch that revelation, and you're on your way. It's interesting. It's actually one of his older quotes, I have to say. There's going to be some people who've been coming to Bethel El even for many years with my father who don't remember that quote. That was from his 1970s and 80s best hits, okay? I figured I'd pull that one out. It's way deep in the quote file. But what was he conveying when he said this? He was telling us that when we dig deep, when we search with all our hearts, when we look, we will find great and hidden things that we did not know. And understanding those things will help us in our daily walk. They are faith builders. They will help us grow in our walks. You see, my friends, the revelation of Mashiach is a faith builder for us to understand that God orchestrated this thing from the very beginning. But that's just one example of a revelation that God can give us, that God gives you. There are thousands of these kinds of revelations that are available to us, and even ones personally in our own lives. If we seek, he will show us hidden things of which we do not know. God gives us revelation if we're open and seeking it. And when he does, man, it sure can impact your life. So this kind of goes back to, do you have an excitement when hearing God's word? See, you should have an excitement when you hear God's word. Why? Because you are seeking to hear hidden things of which you do not know. Revelations, things that will change you in your daily walk that maybe you didn't think of initially. This is one of the reasons why we come to services. when we come to services, hopefully we hear things and we learn things and we say, wow, I didn't think about that. Wow, that has a real application to my life. Do you have an excitement when you come to God's house? Do you have an excitement when you read his word? It's like, wow, I'm excited. What is God going to be showing me today? Or when you crack open the Bible, is it like this? Oh, let's get the Bible out. Okay. No. That can't be it. That can't be it. No, you got to crack open this book and then not like, okay, hold on. I got to read one chapter. I'm behind from yesterday. Okay, two chapters. Let me buzz through it. Speed read. That's not it. No. You have to have a heart that says, man, what am I going to get out of this today? Ooh, it's going to be something. It's going to be something good. Hold on. You're in the book of Numbers. Oh, there's still something waiting for you if you're open to it. If you seek him, you will find him, and he will show you hidden things that you don't know. Are you excited about? How about when you pray? You know, when you pray, are you like, oh boy, God is great, God is good. Let him take us for our food. Amen. Okay, let's eat. And that's the extent of your prayer for the day. No. When you pray, you're praying with excitement. Lord, show me things, Lord. Teach me your ways. I want to follow your path. Direct me, oh God. What do you have for me today? Lord, do you have some kind of a divine appointment for me to talk to somebody? It's a totally different mindset if we're really seeking. Friends, when we learn things about the creator of the universe, that should jazz us. When we receive revelations, it should uplift us in understanding the Bible is true and that God cares about us. See, the more that we get these confirmations when there are these hidden things that you see in the maybe in the scripture or in your day-to-day life, and God reveals himself to you, it should be a great encouragement to you. One, that this Bible's true, that God exists, and number two, that he cares about you. To give you a revelation. That's totally cool. Isaiah 9. I'll give you another one. Just different things that for you to see, for you to understand. Revelations from his word that if you have an understanding of it, it'll help set you free and it'll teach you. Most of you know, if I asked everybody, the most famous chapter in the Tanakh, in the Old Covenant, that speaks about Yeshua, you would say Isaiah 53. That's right. Thank you so much. Absolutely. Clear descriptor of Messiah Yeshua, Isaiah 53. If you're my Jewish brother or sister watching online, read that chapter in the Jewish Publication Society, if you prefer. And you see objectively if you don't think it talks about Yeshua. But here's another one that's crystal clear, Isaiah 9. Crystal clear. It says this in verse 5, for unto us a child is born. Speaking about Yeshua, a son will be given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, my Father of Eternity, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and shalom, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and uphold it through justice and righteousness from now until forevermore, the zeal of Adonai Tzavaot, the Lord of hosts, will accomplish this. Amen. It's so interesting when you read this and when you look at it honestly, because if you ask certain rabbis, well, what is Isaiah 9 talking about? If it's not talking about Yeshua, because it seems pretty crystal clear. Some rabbis claim that it's not talking about the Messiah, but it's talking about the nation of Israel. That's the most common rabbinic interpretation of it to avoid kind of the obvious. Oh, it's talking about the nation of Israel. But beloved, I'm going to tell you something. Israel in the Word of God is never described as Mighty God. Never. Never, never, never. Israel's never described as mighty God, El Gibor. Or for that matter, Father of Eternity, Aviad. No, that ain't Israel, y'all. This is a clear prophecy that a child is going to be born, a son is going to be given, who will be mighty God. This is Messiah Yeshua. Catch that revelation and you're on your way. Well, I can see why I used it now. It's working for me here. I'm used to do it. If I'm being really honest with you all, my desire and prayer is for each time you come to this house and I share a message from God's word, I want for there to be some kind of revelation for you which you can apply to your life, or a revelation that you will in the future apply to your life. I mean, that's my hope and prayer. And honestly, if you are open to it and seeking it, if I could just put it very honestly, it is not particularly dependent upon how good I am as a speaker or teacher. Why? Because A, it's the Spirit of God that reveals. Number two is that you're seeking. And number three, I'm reading you a lot of the Word. So even if I'm not that great a speaker, a teacher, a preacher, whatever, the Word of God can speak to you if you are seeking. If you are seeking with all your heart, He will reveal things to you of which you do not know. Some people didn't come today. Some people not coming tomorrow. Some people not coming this Shabbat. Some people not watching anything online. They're just going about their life. They ain't gonna know. They're not going to know. Revelations that God can give us that can have an impact on our lives. Money is not the root of all evil. Scriptures say the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Catch that revelation and you're on your way. Friends, we're not supposed to hate our enemies. We are supposed to love and pray for our enemies. In doing so, our hearts are more conformed to the merciful and loving heart of God. Amen. Catch that revelation, you on your way. Godly wisdom, my friends. Godly wisdom does not come from books, from universities, or even just from living life. Godly wisdom comes from the fear of the Lord and from asking God for wisdom as He gives generously. Catch that revelation. You're really on your way. Noah didn't bring two of every animal into the ark. Nope. He brought two of every unclean animal, but 14 of every clean animal. Catch that revelation. It's a little interesting, at least. I mean, you know, it's just kind of interesting, at the least. I'm just saying. 1 Corinthians 2. It's a truth. That's true. But you see how revelations from God's word can transform you if you are open to it and if you're seeking it. It can really change your life. But you got to be open. You got to be seeking. You got to be discerning. Beloved, the more we mature in the Lord, the more we are able to speak with hidden wisdom. Ooh, that's cool. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 6. Listen to this, beloved. This should be us. We do speak wisdom, however, among those who are mature, but not a wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Rather, we speak God's wisdom in a mystery, a wisdom that has been hidden, which God destined for our glory before the ages. Skipping to verse 10. But God revealed these things to us through the Ruach, the Spirit. For the Ruach searches all things, even the depths of God. Wow. Whew, that's very deep. Friends, sometimes I refer to such things as spiritual biblical principles, hidden things that may not make sense to somebody who is secular without a renewed mind. But if we search, God opens the door to us. If we come regularly to Shabbat services or watch them online regularly, and if you come on Tuesday night scripture studies, Tuesday night, that's twice in 1 week. I know, you radical. Oh my gosh, somebody really must be seeking. Somebody really must be seeking. How interesting. If you come, we will learn of hidden things of which we do not know. If we're in His Word, we'll learn of hidden things of which we know not. But friends, we have to search. We have to learn. We have to look. Otherwise, we're never going to get out of the escape room, and our lives will not reach their full potential. Title of my message is Escape Room. Let's bow our heads. I want to ask if there's anyone here today who's never said a prayer to receive Yeshua as your Messiah. If that's you and you've never given your life to God, you've never said a prayer to receive Yeshua as your Messiah, but you'd like to today, raise your hand and we'll pray together. Is there anyone who's never done so before but would like to? Is there anyone? Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're online and you have not said a prayer to receive Yeshua as your Messiah, but you'd like to repeat this simple prayer after me. God will transform you. Wow, you're talking about having some hidden things revealed to you. Ooh, wow, get ready. Just repeat this prayer if you have not done so before. Dear God, I humble myself before you. I ask Yeshua to come into my heart. I believe He's risen again, sitting at your right hand. Please forgive me my sins, God. I'm sorry. I'll live the rest of my days for you. Thank you, God, for revealing your Messiah to me. If you said that prayer for the first time and you're in this room, please see me after the service. I just want to rejoice. If you're watching on the YouTube stream or via the podcast, please send us an email. We want to rejoice with you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. It's the hidden things that we understand if we connect to our Heavenly Father. Regard Him as holy, and let's seek new revelation in our lives from above. Lord, we bless you for this, and we thank you for being so kind and generous to us. What is man that you are mindful of us? Thank you, oh God, you're a good God. We love you. B'Shem Yeshua, in the name of our Messiah Yeshua, we pray. Amen. And let us all say, Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Rabbi Kevin. Please like, subscribe, and share this link with a friend. We would be grateful to receive your tax-deductible gift to further the good news of Messiah Yeshua. To make a contribution, please click on the PayPal link in the description. Also, to view our regular services, click the link in the description for our YouTube channel. If you would like more information about Yeshua the Messiah or how you can become part of our Beth Hillel family, please visit our website at www.bethhallel.org. That's BETHHALLEL.org. Or call 770-641-3000. If you are in the Metro Atlanta area, please visit us for an Arab Shabbat service, Friday nights at 8 o'clock, or Shabbat services, Saturday mornings at 11. God bless and shalom.